Music. Life. Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
30 years ago, everybody had a hobby. Boys had the baseball card, sis had 1,000 dolls from other lands, mom had her yarn, dad had the hi-fi kit, woofers and tweeters. We'd assembled a jigsaw puzzle in the blonde living room, listening to the freight train moan from speaker to speaker. Hobbies were the empire of the middle class, a strong nation taking its leisure, a strong family seeking temporary joy from solitary pleasures. I'm not here to defend hobbies. I haven't had one since I was 10. Got a model flying fortress after seeing some John Garfield movie. Got the airplane glue, the decals, the small bottles of eye-damaging phosphorescent paint. I was trying to put tab F into slot double Z when I spilled glue on the tail gunner turret at the exact point where John Garfield had shot down two zeros at 12 o'clock high. So I threw the damn thing across the garage and blew it to smithereens on 4th of July with one well-placed cherry bomb. It was really cool, and I did it myself. Now hobbies are group activities. When Dad collected coins, he didn't interface with anything. When Mom made a quilt, she didn't think she was experiencing a new age alternative lifestyle. Hobbies today are a way to let the neighbors know where we fit in culturally. You're on top of the new. You got the bucks to be hip. Hobbies used to be silly. Now there aren't any harmless ways to spend time. Video games mean we gird our loins for war, preparing the young for Star Wars and the thin interface between blue sky and black space. We don't do one thing for the hell of it. We got the hobby because the experts say we need to counter on-the-job stress, to counter executive burnout, the maladie moderne, the perfect disease for the 80s. We jog because we want to live longer, but the amount of time added to our lives is exactly equivalent to the time we spent jogging. We're big on choice, but when the choice is 12 different episodes of Three's Company, we're just a lonely nation of consumers choosing our tired evenings away. And the HO model trains that used to fill entire basements, all the miniature trees and park benches, the cute villages and villagers tiny as ants, bright as the promise of utopia, those trains are gone. Now we ride those trains. We take our tiny lives to our 9-to-5, scanning the paper for computer bargains as we stand and rock, hemmed in by strangers. Now it's just a straight, unbroken line from suburbs to skyscrapers, and everything is work. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.